This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The goat farm is putting art in the trash. Well, sort of. The Atlanta Arts Center is curating a project called Dumpsters. 20 Atlanta artists have been given a big metal trash receptacle, as the title would suggest, to create a work of public art. It's part of this year's Elevate, the Office of Cultural Affairs' week-long public art event. WABE's Mike Johns has that story.
I visited the goat farm with Mark DiNatel.
I'm the director of operations and programming. Right now we are in the process of prep. So the Elevate project is called Dumpsters.
And when you say dumpsters, I mean you mean actual literal dumpsters the trash goes into?
Yeah, actual dumpsters. We're turning them into art installations, essentially.
All right, so where are we headed here?
We're headed to David Berewald's studio.
David Berewald's studio, up the stairs of this century-old factory building with high ceilings and wooden floors, is dominated by a cluster of sculptures in progress of faceted quartz crystals. Some as tall as 12 feet, large enough to comfortably put your arms around. Some are covered in shiny foil. The largest ones are made out of translucent plastic.
We were really wanting, first and foremost, to make something beautiful that attracted people and that had some sort of positivity to it. And, just enjoyable.
David turns on a device inside one of the taller crystals, which then lights up and changes colors. And I try to imagine that effect multiplied by 10 or so, emerging from a dingy metal dumpster. Artist Alex Martinez is working with David on the crystals.
We want it just to be playful, something that you can come and look at it and you can react to it right away.
And nothing too heavy, too hard to think about, too much of a message or a lot of work. Just something that was joyous.
Something beautiful is coming out of something ugly.
Yeah. You don't have to know why you like it, you know? It doesn't have to get complicated.
Across town, in a corner of Woodruff Park, across the street from the Flatiron Building, I meet Dustin Chambers.
And this is a first for me. I've never interviewed anybody in a dumpster before.
I've never talked to anyone in a dumpster before.
While a group of musicians play near the playground, Chambers is checking out his dumpster for the first time.
What do you think?
It's gonna be good. We're gonna make it happen.
So, okay, tell me what we're doing here today.
So, I'm turning my dumpster into a camera obscura, ideally, which is one of the oldest forms of photography.
So, okay, the mechanics of it, what exactly does it do?
Okay, so an obscura is essentially projects what is outside onto the inside of the black box. Through a small hole, about a 3-inch hole with a lens on it.
So pedestrians will be able to walk into a giant camera, basically. Chambers' Dumpstura Obscura is going to be aimed down Peachtree Street, so viewers will get a projected image of skyscrapers and whoever happens to be walking by.
I'm just interested in making the simplest thing possible and hopefully just letting it do its magic, you know.
That magic is part of Elevate, which has taken a theme this year that it calls Social City, which hopes to make the downtown area ripe for exploration and conversation. And the crystals and the camera are just two of an array of dumpsters pedestrians will be encountering. Again, Mark DiNatel.
There's another one called Wishing Well, which is by Chris Pilcher, and his is essentially a garden inside of a dumpster, and on the one end it has a wishing well. And on the side of the wishing well, it'll have voices, basically wishes from the people that live and work around the area. Yeah, there's Social Synth, which is some guys out of Athens who, they built an enormous synthesizer.
In that one, people will be able to actually make music using oversized wheels and buttons. All of these projects have this sense of playfulness and interactivity that David and Alex were talking about, and according to Alex Martinez, the hope is that play will have an invigorating effect on downtown Atlanta.
I think it's going to, downtown, you know, past 6:30, it's a place that, you know, it gets very desolate, empty, and you can go down that area and you won't see one soul. So it would be nice to just see the city change, even if it's just for the 1 week. You know, that you're able to walk around town and see these beautiful pieces of artwork and be part of that, connect with them, react to them, and just, you know, bring life to a space they usually wouldn't have any at this time of the day.
The Dumpsters exhibition will be bringing life to the streets starting this Friday the 17th. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
We have photos and renderings of some of the dumpsters on our website, wabe.org/citycafe.